War and Peace speaks to us across centuries because it captures what it means to be human in all its messy glory. Set against the Napoleonic Wars, but written during Russia's tumultuous 1860s, Tolstoy's masterpiece offers not just entertainment, but a roadmap for finding meaning amid chaos. The novel has inspired figures from Gandhi to Martin Luther King Jr. with its profound insights into human nature. When Oprah selected Anna Karenina for her book club, she called Tolstoy one of the most passionate and alive characters I've ever encountered. Beyond literary circles, his influence permeates modern thought. His nonviolent resistance philosophy shaped civil rights movements worldwide, while tech moguls cite War and Peace as essential reading for understanding human motivation. Have you ever created an elaborate plan only to watch it crumble upon contact with reality? Young Tolstoy certainly did. At 19, he developed a meticulous self-improvement regimen covering everything from mastering 6 languages to developing physical will. Yet within 5 years, his accomplishments were mostly failures. University dropout, gambling away his ancestral home, contracting venereal disease, and failing as both farmer and reformer. His one unexpected success? Writing fiction. This pattern of grand plans meeting messy reality became central to War and Peace. Throughout the novel, characters' intellectual convictions disintegrate upon contact with real life. Before the Battle of Austerlitz, Russian generals create elaborate battle plans that dissolve in morning fog. Meanwhile, Commander Kutuzov, the novel's wisest military leader, simply gets a good night's sleep. He defeats Napoleon not through perfect planning, but by being present to what's happening. Tolstoy's genius lies in defamiliarization, presenting the familiar world in startlingly new ways. Like Cézanne painting an apple as if seen for the first time, Tolstoy portrays life with unprecedented truthfulness. Pierre Bezukhov returns to Russia as a massive, bespectacled noble raised in Paris. At Anna Pavlovna's soiree, he's a social disaster, defending Napoleon and mixing up hats. His unique smile, blending into a non-smile, reveals his endearing nature. Tolstoy drops readers directly into scenes, mirroring real-life encounters. We meet Natasha Rostova as a vibrant 13-year-old screeching onto the scene during her name day celebration, her spontaneity outshining her sister Vera's propriety. Initially hesitant to break convention, Tolstoy resolved to write only that which I must tell. Like driving a carriage at night, he discovered that creating art requires softening one's gaze rather than focusing on the expected path. Have you ever experienced a moment when everything shifted, when the past suddenly felt distant and the future uncertain? War and Peace is filled with such transformative ruptures. At a poker table, Nikolai Rostov faces Dolokhov, whose cold gaze hints at cruelty. Through manipulation, Dolokhov defeats Nikolai until he loses 800 rubles, his father's entire seasonal allowance. In his despair, contemplating suicide, Nikolai hears Natasha sing and experiences a revelation. Oh, how the third had vibrated, and how touched was something that was best in Rostov's soul. He glimpses a reality larger than his troubles. Tolstoy knew such crisis firsthand. At 23, he lost 6,000 rubles in one night, costing him his ancestral mansion. Yet from this loss came transformation. During an evening walk, he experienced an epiphany that inspired a great idea, founding a new practical religion, giving bliss on earth. Despite his fame, Tolstoy remained dissatisfied, even disguising himself as a peasant seeking spiritual guidance. His confession revealed his literary success came from vanity, self-interest, and pride. In How Much Land Does a Man Need?, Tolstoy shows achievement's hollowness through Pahom, who dies pursuing land, needing just 6 feet from his head to his heels. War and Peace explores this through Napoleon's Pyrrhic Moscow victory and Prince Andrei, who abandons his pregnant wife for military glory, only to find its emptiness at Austerlitz. Tolstoy contrasts the social-climbing Boris Drubetskoy with idealistic Nikolai Rostov. While Boris gains fleeting status, Nikolai finds growth through failure. True victory, Tolstoy concludes, lies not in worldly acclaim, but in quiet, inward transformation. Despite witnessing society's darkest moments, Tolstoy maintained faith in human goodness. In The Kingdom of God is Within You, he argues that progress requires aiming beyond our destination, like rowing upstream against life's current. Pierre Bezukhov exemplifies this hopeful outlook. After inheriting wealth, he's manipulated into marrying the beautiful but shallow Helene Kurajan. Their marriage crumbles amid suspected infidelity, leading to a violent duel. Plunged into depression, Pierre finds guidance through Osip Bazdeyev, a Freemason. Inspired by Freemasonry's humanitarian ideals, Pierre pursues reforms, like freeing peasants and building schools. Though naive efforts are exploited by shrewd stewards, his genuine seeking makes him compelling. Pierre's passionate idealism transforms Prince Andrei during their debate. His belief in universal brotherhood represents life's deeper meaning, helping Andrei reconnect with what is best in him and in the world. Can happiness exist without perfect plans or achievements? Tolstoy's characters prove it can through simple moments. Prince Andrei gazing at the sky, Natasha dancing freely, Nikolai finding unity in the hunt. For Tolstoy, happiness meant immersion in life's flow. At 27, Tolstoy described happiness as throwing out a prehensible web of love to catch life's experiences. His theory of emotional drawers showed that happiness lies in honest anxiety, struggles, and toil, all based on love rather than tranquility. In War and Peace, joy emerges when characters embrace life as it is. Pierre finds happiness in sacrificing comfort for purpose, while the Rostovs demonstrate finding joy amid adversity. Tolstoy viewed family as society's foundation, celebrating it through scenes of troika races and celebrations. Despite critics dismissing this as gentry landowner literature, he maintained that family bonds contained something indestructible, a renewable life force. The characters who find happiness share one trait. They embrace family bonds over individual fulfillment. Princess Maria's realization that she loved her father and her nephew more than God reveals the primacy of blood bonds above all else. Nikolai Rostov embodies pure happiness through complete immersion in experience, as seen during the hunt when his prayer for a wolf feels divinely answered. This happiness isn't comfortable, it's intense and disorienting, similar to an athlete's flow state where self-consciousness dissolves. Our greatest joys often arrive unexpectedly, like butterflies landing when we're focused elsewhere. Tolstoy suggests social conventions inhibit such raw happiness that comes from full immersion rather than observation. Though Tolstoy championed family devotion through characters like Princess Maria, he struggled with this ideal personally. The novel presents family as the indestructible seed that renews itself naturally, exemplified when Natasha transforms into a maternal force, prompting Count Rostov's observation that the eggs are teaching the hen. War and Peace endures by embracing life's complexity, showing how love, family, and authentic presence create meaning amid chaos, a lesson that remains relevant 150 years later.